This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Simone Biles will not defend her Olympic title.
I took a step back because I didn't want to do something silly out there and get injured. It's been really stressful, this Olympic game. I say put mental health first, because if you don't, then you're not going to enjoy your sport and you're not going to succeed as much as you want to. So it's okay sometimes to even sit out the big competitions to focus on yourself, because it shows how strong of a competitor and person that you really are.
The American gymnastics star withdrew from Thursday's all-around competition to focus on her mental well-being and not an injury, as first reported by some American media outlets. Jake Elzey defeated fellow Republican Susan Wright in a special runoff in Texas' 6th Congressional District Tuesday night. Former President Trump backed Wright in the race. Elzey, who won more than 53% of the vote, with nearly all precincts reporting. USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
President Biden in May.
Let me repeat, if you are fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask.
The CDC flip-flops again. Dan Naraki explains.
The CDC announced Tuesday that it was adjusting its recommendations when it comes to mask wearing, saying that people in areas with high rates of COVID transmission should wear masks in indoor public settings, even those who are fully vaccinated. Former acting director of the CDC, Dr. Richard Besser, says he hopes the agency's reversal breeds more trust in the CDC's processes. He tells ABC News that the agency adjusted its guidance based on newly obtained data.
CDC, just within the past several days, received data to show that people who are fully vaccinated may be able to transmit this virus to other people. And they've acted on that. This data came out of outbreak investigations that they're conducting. That, to me, is a good sign.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Olympian Simone Biles withdrew from the gymnastics team finals. Tuesday, she cited her struggles with mental health affecting her performance.
No injury, thankfully, and that's why I took a step back, because I didn't want to do something silly out there and get injured, so I thought it was best if these girls took over and did the rest of the job, which they absolutely did. They're Olympic silver medalists now, and they should be really proud of themselves for how well they did last minute having to go in. And it's been really stressful, this Olympic Games, I think, just as a whole. Not having an audience, there are a lot of different variables going into it. It's been a long week. It's been a long Olympic process. It's been a long year. So just a lot of different variables, and I think we're just a little bit too stressed out. But we should be out here having fun, and sometimes that's not the case. I just felt like it would be a little bit better to take a back seat, work on my mindfulness, and I knew that the girls would do an absolutely great job, and I didn't want to risk the team a medal for kind of my screw-ups, because they've worked way too hard for that. So I just decided that those girls need to go in and do the rest of the competition. Yeah, I say put mental health first, because if you don't, then you're not going to enjoy your sport and you're not going to succeed as much as you want to. So it's okay sometimes to even sit out the big competitions to focus on yourself, because it shows how strong of a competitor and person that you really are, rather than just battle through it.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You knew it wasn't going to be easy. You know, like John F. Kennedy said, we do it not because it's easy, but because it's hard, and it is hard, and it's getting harder. The longer we miss the mark, the more challenging it's going to be. And there is an answer, ladies and gentlemen. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and the Biden administration, did you hear about this, paying $2 billion to stop building the wall? How does this make any sense? They're paying not to build the wall. Meanwhile, we got all these immigrants coming in, infected with COVID. They're sent into the interior of our country. This is absolute insanity. Dr. Paul Kengor is with us, a man of reason and faith, and maybe he can help us understand. Oh, my Lord. He's a professor of political science at Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania. Hey, Paul, how are you, buddy?
Good, Bill. No mask mandates for people crossing the border illegally, I guess, eh?
No mask mandates. And somehow they probably managed to get into Hawaii easy peasy, but the rest of us are going to have to go through all kinds of drills and what have you. But
forcible vaccinations for me, but not for them.
Not for thee. Yep,
yeah,
exactly.
Pretty amazing. My body, my choice if you want an abortion. It's not your body, your choice. If like me, you've already had COVID,
and don't
have natural immunity, and don't want to be forced to take a vaccine, right?
And the doctors are saying, Paul, my doctor is saying, you're better off with a natural immunity because you had COVID than getting a vaccination. And others would say, why do you take medicine you don't need?
Right.
Okay, well, that's out the door because you have the opinion of the CDC, and it is opinion of CDC and Dr. Fauci, because you listen to when they speak. Now, there's no empirical evidence. It's their opinion that's coming across, but we're supposed to hear them as if they're so dogmatic and godlike.
Yeah, the omniscient Anthony Fauci, right? Ron Johnson said Anthony Fauci is not God, right?
Yes.
St. Anthony, right?
Anthony
Fauci. Yeah. I worked in immunology for 4 years, and there's this saying among immunologists and people in the medical community, infection rather than injection. Right? You're better off if you had the infection rather than getting an artificial injection. Now you'd rather not get infected, right?
But exactly.
If you've had it, then you've been through it and you fought through it, then your immunity is going to be better from that. Liberals are all natural, right? When it comes to organic and coffee and everything else, but they go completely unnatural suddenly when it comes to vaccinations. I would add in here things like birth control, right?
Right, right.
They also go completely unnatural when it comes to, like, oh, your male, female biology, right?
You could
change your entire biology unnaturally. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. It's like the one pastor said. He says, yeah, you look at a naked baby and you can see real quick whether it is a boy or a girl. But right. You listen to the liberals and all of a sudden, you know, what you see in the makeup of that child suddenly gets blurred and beyond reason. There's no common sense.
Right. Yeah. Whether it's natural or not matters for the kale growing in my backyard. Right. But not for your 12-year-old. Right.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, that's an entirely different thing altogether. And for your 12-year-old, you can have the breast surgically removed, the testicles surgically removed. You could do quote unquote transitioning, take hormones, but all of that's just peachy. But damn it, if you spray any pesticide on the zucchini growing in my backyard here, you know, you got to be shut down.
You've crossed the line. Yeah, without a doubt.
Right.
Yeah, this is absurd. And Paul, you know, the thing is that, you know, we go through this and we, you know, a little bit of levity, but the seriousness of it all is what we have done is we have relinquished our liberties. I mean, I looked at what's happening, you know, a couple hours south of me in Miami right now with the Cubans, you know, bringing to focus here the importance of liberty because of what's going on 90 miles south of our country off the coast of Miami is Cuba. And they are raising the American flag as the symbol of liberty and rallying the forces there in Cuba against this communist regime. And I've been saying for the last couple of weeks, what we ought to do is let's bust the kids. We're going to have spring break early this year. We're going to take everybody down to Miami, to Calle Ocho, with all the Cuban immigrants that are down there right now and Cuban Americans who are there that can talk story. I mean, serious story of what Marxism and communism is all about. And let me tell you, that'll be the best spring break and field trip that any school could take by going down to Miami and to get the truth, the whole truth about socialism and Marxism. What do you think?
Yeah, it's a great idea. And in fact, they should take spring break to Cuba. Havana,
yeah.
Right?
Well, yeah, even yeah, but we'll do one step at a time here, you know, because you know, but yeah, I would love ultimately that would be the deal, you know, is that you could get them over there. But still, we've got examples here in our country, real life stories of people how they came here. My good friend Dr. Nick Sanchez, who's up there in the Northeast, Boston professor emeritus, who came to the United States in the '60s. He and his brother, he had 10 cents in his pocket, Paul. This was during the Pedro Pan operation, where they sent all the about 3,000 kids, they sent them here to the United States, and eventually they were joined up with family. But I mean, here they are; they're just shipped up here. And of course, then now in their plight, the Biden administration says, "No, we've got the border open in the South; we can let everybody come in through the southern border." But the Cubans, no, you guys stay home. Don't think about coming to the United States.
Well, yeah, your friend Dr. Sanchez, and that's true of so many of these immigrants or escapees even. Ted Cruz's father, Rafael Cruz, I spent a couple of hours with him at Grove City College where I teach a few years ago, and he told me he came to the United States. I don't know if he had even a dollar in his pocket,
right.
So he could speak no English. And he said that the way he learned to speak English was he just went into movie theaters and sat there and just watched movies over and over and over and over again until he finally picked up enough of it.
Yes.
And what I said about sending kids, college kids, to spring break in Cuba, I mean, they should do that as a form of remedial education for the baloney that they're learning about communism in their universities.
Exactly. I think our educational dollar would go a lot further and be better invested if we did something like that as opposed to some of the stuff and malarkey that's being taught in the school system right now.
Right, right. Yeah, give them the actual real-world example of what's going on. Of course, then again, don't let any of our professors do it. I had a good friend of mine who, she goes to Cuba pretty much every January, February.
Wow.
And she was there during one Christmas break, and there was a professor from a college in New Jersey that had a class down there. And she was showing him I think I hear your music.
No, it's okay. We got 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Yeah, and she was showing him the lack of medical supplies that they had. They had to bring down syringes. And the professor said, oh, that's because of the U.S. embargo. right? That's because of the embargo. That's the typical kind of baloney that they're learning from their professors.
Well, I'll tell you, I think America is getting to the point where they're starting to really wake up and understand the false narrative that's being thrust upon them. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to be a mushroom any longer. We're not mushrooms, okay? We're real people. We deserve better. Paul Kengor is with us, and we've got more after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Okay, you cannot give up hope, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, when you think about the history of this great country, Paul, how many times, from the Pilgrims, the Founding Fathers, the Revolution, you know, throughout this incredible history that we've been, you know, brought to our knees and brought to the very edge of wondering, is it over? Can this sustain? and the people of courage, the people who have exercised their God-given understanding of freedom and liberty, continue to fight on. And this is where we are right now, that, you know, as the Bible says, having done everything to stand, you keep standing, right?
Right, yep. And, you know, I've always taught my students, and I learned growing up in schools, including public schools in the 70s, right, that you know, America was founded Plymouth Rock, 1620. Right. I've taught my students about John Winthrop aboard the Arabella in 1630, coming to America and saying, you know, this will be as a shining city upon a hill.
Yeah.
That was Ronald Reagan's favorite image.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now our kids today are learning about instead this insidious 1619 project, which claims that America was founded not in 1620, not in 1630, but with the first slave ships that arrived. And in fact, I, you know, I would say, as you would too, and anybody with any common sense and you know, historical understanding would say, America was really founded in 1776.
Mm, yes.
I mean, you know, those are truly our principles.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the Trump administration responded with a 1776 project, you know, that's when the liberals went bananas again. Mm-hmm. But there's a group, Bob Woodson's group. It's called 1776
yes.
Unites, right?
Right, right.
And that's a really great website, and that's really who we are and what mm-hmm. we are. And it was the principles of 1776, and this is what Lincoln's Gettysburg Address is all about, right? Four score and seven years ago, which would have went from 1863 when he was given that speech back to 1776. Lincoln could look back to the promises of 1776 to free the slaves.
Exactly.
To truly bring life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness to everybody. Yeah, that's why our country was really founded, including for black Americans as well as white Americans, by the principles of 1776.
Right.
1619? I mean, that's just insanity.
And then it continues on with June 19th. I mean, Juneteenth. Come on. I mean, you know, really, just because you guys didn't get the memo and it took a couple of years to get the memo? No. The Emancipation Proclamation happened when it happened. And all this started with the vision even before, as the Founding Fathers were putting this together. But when it was all codified and stated in the Constitution and Declaration of Independence that all men were created equal, that was the aspiration, that was the target. And look what it took to get there. And even now, it's almost like, you know, I think back when Jesus would heal somebody. He says, go and sin no more and go forth in your healing, right? It's almost like you want to say the same thing to some of these people of color who are just caught in their victimhood. And you want to just say, look, at you've been liberated. You've been healed. Go forth. Walk in your healing. I don't know how many more times we have to say that you are free, because let me tell you, there are people in all sorts of culture, color, whatever, that will stand alongside of you for your freedom. We've done that. We've gone to war for you. We've gone to a civil war in order to free all Americans. And this is the aspirational goal that we have. And that, and part of that light that shines forth even to this day, as even though there's people that want to snuff it out, Paul.
Yeah, and the shining city, the light of the shining mm-hmm. city. And that civil war, right, 600,000 Americans died to free slaves, right?
Yeah, not all black people.
Right.
Yeah, not all black
right,
people. Right,
yeah,
exactly.
I mean, the vast majority of those who died, I mean, does anybody know even what the numbers are? It's got to be probably 99% of them were white.
Exactly. Well, you know, And we just had a conversation with, you know, a Pulitzer Prize author, David Zucchino, his book, Wilmington's Lie. And it was interesting in a conversation with him that, you know, when he was talking about white supremacists and what it all came down to. I go, well, David, the white supremacists were the Democrats.
Yeah.
He goes,
oh, yeah,
well,
yeah, right.
Well, yeah. But now they're Trump Republicans.
No.
I go, no, help me out here with all due respect. Help me understand how you got that exchange. How did that, you know, that shift happen that now, you know, white supremacists are with Donald Trump, when traditionally from day one for over 100 years, and on top of that, you've got people of color voting in record numbers for Donald Trump. Why do you think they did that? And he goes, you know, that's a good question.
Guys like that generally don't know Trump supporters. Mm-hmm. I live in rural western Pennsylvania, and I'm telling you, these people are not white supremacists.
Right.
They don't think that way. They don't act that way. And by the way, the more that guys like that say that about them, all right, it makes them want to vote for people like Trump even more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not just to stick a finger back at the people making that accusation, but they come to realize where else are they going to go?
Exactly. Right? Yeah.
That's a major part of it. Donald Trump during the debate was warning about critical race theory, and Joe Biden just completely shrugged it off as if he didn't even know what it is. And you mentioned there a couple minutes ago, Bill, about victimhood. Mm-hmm. What critical race theory does is it preaches victimhood, mm-hmm. and it stages people in opposing groups.
Yes.
This is how it's connected to Marxism, right?
Right.
Marx was about pitting groups against one another. So yes. You had the bourgeoisie versus the proletariat, the working class versus the capitalist class. Critical race theory likewise pits people in groups, and in this case, whites versus blacks.
Yeah, exactly.
It tells one another that other group is your foe.
Oh, right? Yeah. Well, yeah, and look at the manifest and the manifestation of it all. We got people getting their heads knocked off on the street, and it's blacks attacking whites. I mean, I'm watching these videos; they're so disgusting. We see, you know, blacks going into stores. You know, Neiman Marcus just, you know, ransacking the place, drug stores, taking stuff out. You know, because of the new laws in California. Speaking of which, you're going there. Get ready. Under $1,000, you know, it's like it's a misdemeanor. It doesn't matter. They don't even arrest them anymore. Hardly. And so the criminals are just going at it. But see, all this is a manifestation of this victimhood, you know, concept that has been thrust because, you know, hey, look, it's our right to take back, you know, from anybody that's white. You owe it. We're collecting reparations.
I have a piece up today, Bill, at American Spectator. It's a review of Mark Levin's new book, American Marxism.
Uh-huh.
And my piece is called Un-American Marxism. And I quote there from Levin's book, Wyatt T. Walker, who was the closest friend of Martin Luther King Jr., or at least one of his closest friends.
Mm-hmm.
And he was super critical, of course, of critical race theory because he said this is exactly what it does. And you know, Dr. King's vision, which I grew up with and you did, and also
yes.
all the white folks in my area around here who voted for Donald Trump, was that you judge people by the content of their character, not the color of their skin. We were taught you look at a black person and look at a white person and don't see them as black or white. Just see them as human beings made in the image of God.
Amen.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Don't treat them by the color of their skin. What critical race theory does is it makes everything about race. Absolutely
yes.
everything about race. And I've never seen a situation where I think people are probably, you know, opposite races increasingly starting to look at each other in this antagonistic way, the more that this junk gets pushed.
Well, and the thing is so crazy, Paul, we have more, speaking of mixed marriages, than we've ever had in our country. And I keep saying, look at, you know, what happens to these little kids? They go to school and the teacher tells them, you know, black is good, white is bad. They go home and they go, hey, mom, you know, you said, what did you learn from school today? We learned that you're good, dad's bad because you're black and he's white.
And if you don't agree with that as the white person, right, then you're part of the problem. You have to be taught that you're part of the oppressive group, whether you realize it or not. And that's what's so insidious about this Marxist-based critical race theory.
And it's so amazing. And then you've got this new version that was included in Biden's educational principles that they said was a mistake, right?
Oh, yeah, right. I know, exactly. Yeah, that's the people around Joe Biden.
Yes.
Pushing this stuff through past Trojan Horse Joe.
This is absolutely incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, look at, you got to decide, is this country worth it or not? Is the future worth it or not? What kind of country are you going to hand over, not only to your kids, but your grandkids? I don't want them to be upset with us. I think we need to give them a country that was better off than, or at least maybe in the same position as we found it. Dr. Paul Kengor, thank you.
Businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax
returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Simone Biles will not defend her Olympic title.
I took a step back because I didn't want to do something silly out there and get injured. It's been really stressful, this Olympic game. I say put mental health first, because if you don't, then you're not going to enjoy your sport and you're not going to succeed as much as you want to. So it's okay sometimes to even sit out the big competitions to focus on yourself, because it shows how strong of a competitor and person that you really are.
The American gymnastics star withdrew from Thursday's all-around competition to focus on her mental well-being and not an injury, as first reported by some American media outlets. Jake Elzey defeated fellow Republican Susan Wright in a special runoff in Texas' 6th Congressional District Tuesday night. Former President Trump backed Wright in the race. Elzey, who won more than 53% of the vote, with nearly all precincts reporting. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
With the America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show and for the archive of all these great interviews with Dr. Paul Kengor, David Zucchino, and all the others, right there, our gift to you, because we're givers, absolutely free. Download it, share it with your friends, your neighbors, get the good word out. I mean, this is great stuff. I mean, these are really sharp, sharp people that know what they're talking about, and hopefully the conversation, the questions I'm asking on your behalf are ones that are stimulating your thinking in such a way. And look, if I understand, you know, I may fall short in your eyes, and that's I'm doing the best I can for on your behalf. But if I miss something, by all means, you know, my email, bill@billmartinezshow.com. Drop me an email. Say, hey, knucklehead, you missed this one, or, you know, whatever. Happy to get your input. Really, really appreciate it. But, you know, as Dr. Paul was saying, Dr. Paul Kengor, boy, I'll tell you, you know, the country is in our hands. I mean, it is, you know, the consent of the governed. And all this that's coming out right now, this is the thing that you can be grateful for: the truth. No matter what, no matter what you want to believe in, the truth always stands. It just never goes away. It's those things that even like you experience when you're kids, you know, when your kids are, you know, not being forthright with you. And OK, you can say they're lying to you. It bothers you. You just know. And you just go, oh, gosh, you know, how do I educate them? How do I train them in such a way that they understand that they can't lie? The truth is most important, so that you take that opportunity as a learning lesson for them, so that they'll do better next time, that they will trust in the truth. the truth will reward them so that they're not, they're not impacted in a negative sort of way. And this is what we want. But here it is. We live in a country and in a world right now where the truth is relative, and it's all, no holes barred. And look at the price that we're paying right now. It is absolutely incredible. I mean, to such a degree that what we are turning over to this next generation by way of a country is it's pretty scary stuff. Nina May joins us now. I just heard about Nina May here recently, and I don't know why, because I understand she's been at NRB many times, and I've been there many times as well, even recently here a couple months ago in Dallas, Texas. And somehow our orbits didn't come together, but a good friend, a mutual friend, said, look, you two, you need to get together and talk, because she's got this groundbreaking civil rights documentary of our time called Emancipation Revelation Revolution that you have to have her on to discuss. She's a producer, director, and writer. Nina, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Okay, tell us all about it. Tell us about this civil rights documentary.
Well, I started it, I produced it over 15 years ago because as a Republican, I was tired of being called a racist when I knew the history of the Democratic Party. Mm-hmm. I mean, they had divided this nation over racism. They fought the Civil War. They founded the KKK. They unanimously opposed the 13th, 14th, 15th Amendments. They were the ones that instituted Jim Crow laws, because at that time it was every single black, 100% were voting Republican, because that was the party of Lincoln. They'd been emancipated by Lincoln, and that was their party. So they could tell when people were walking up to vote how a black was going to vote. So, of course, they're going to institute Jim Crow. It wasn't whites keeping blacks from voting. It was Democrats keeping black Republicans from voting. And that has been distorted. And we're seeing this all play out again in this critical race theory crap. I'm sorry. I should, probably shouldn't use that.
Well, no. It is. And yes, we can get passionate and emotional about some of these things. Because what happens when you have been put up with it so long, it's like we keep saying, they're treating us like we're mushrooms, kept in the dark and fed manure. Exactly. Call it by any other name, whatever you want to do, but it's the big lie. I mean, I was just talking with David Zucchino on his new book, The Wilmington's Lie. I don't know if you heard the interview or not. And this is the murderous coup of 1898 and the rise of white supremacy. And it's amazing. And I can tell David is a liberal, but yet, we can have a reasonable conversation about the situation. And he kept referring to white supremacy. Well, the white supremacists were Democrats, and he points this out in the book. And I just said, well, David, here's, you're saying the Democrats, with their history, just like what you're referring to here right now, they've had a long history of white supremacy. This came out of the Democratic Party, and now all of a sudden he's trying to pin that tail on Donald Trump and Donald Trump followers. And I said, wait a minute, you got to help me. I'm following you up the road here, but all of a sudden you made a hard left on me, and you didn't even give me a signal. You just made a hard left, and all of a sudden you're trying to pin white supremacy on Donald Trump followers. I don't get it.
Yeah, no, well, it's definitely not historic at all, because what they're doing with critical race theory, it is Marxism. Marxism is socialism, and socialism is slavery. Mm-hmm. So it's basically the same plantation mentality. A small ruling class rules over a larger group of people that are there just to serve them. And that's what they're trying to do to this country, divide it along class lines so that they, the Democrats, the white Democrats, are going to be in charge of the rest of our lives. Whether we're black or white, they don't really care, because at this point it is about Marxism.
Exactly.
And if you go back in history, literally you go all the way back, as soon as the Civil War was over, the first 23 black members of Congress elected were all Republican. The very first black senator, a lot of people don't know this, was Hiram Revels. And I keep saying, if you want to revise history and tear down statues and stuff, great, let's change the name of the Russell Office Senate Office Building to the Revels Senate Office Building.
Right.
You don't even have to change the R. The R is still there.
Right.
So, and then you move forward, and right around the time the man wrote the book that you're just talking about, shortly after that, the very first movie, a couple of decades later, very first movie shown in the White House was Birth of a Nation. Mm-hmm. Birth of a Nation glorified the KKK. The president of the White House at that time was Wilson. Keep fast forwarding. There was not a black Democrat elected to Congress until 100 years after the end of the Civil War, and that was Barbara Jordan in Texas. So for them, this is the one I really love, that Senator Robert Byrd just died a few years ago, and guess who gave a eulogy, a glowing eulogy at his funeral? Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. Well, Robert Byrd was not just a member of the KKK. He was a leader, a Kleagle of the KKK, unapologetically. He would use the N-word all the time. So, I mean, the history is not old. It's not like we've got to go back 160 years. Nothing has changed with the Democrat Party in 160 years. It's still the same. They're still dividing the nation on the issue of race. They're still lying and intimidating people to agree with their indoctrination tactics. They're still denying equal rights and opportunities. But if you speak out against them or the court of anything, you're vilified as racist.
Exactly.
But in reality, the entire party is comprised of racists who use it as a tool to further divide the nation.
Exactly.
It's so obvious.
And the legacy media is all complicit with them, including, you know, big tech, social media. They're all in for this narrative. I mean, you know, think about
exactly.
it. I mean, these are
exactly.
contrarians to our Constitution, contrarians to our God-given rights. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Exactly. Connect that dot. They're all Democrats. They're
right.
all still the same party of racism. There's the same party that divided this country, and they're dividing the country again. Nothing has changed in 160 years. I just keep harping with people. Here's a question that everyone should ask a Democrat friend that they have, especially a black Democrat. Say, how can you justify belonging to the party of slavery, the mm-hmm. party of Jim Crow, the party of KKK? And we need to start identifying their party for what it is,
right.
and what they have fought and died to preserve. We have to.
Well, and here they are. I mean, they are the party of voter fraud, and they're claiming suddenly they want to change the narratives because it's not polling well that they supported voter ID suddenly. It's like,
right.
since when? What are you doing? See, this is an exact manifestation of the historic record in today's modern terms of what you're talking about.
Right. That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
But see, if you don't hold them accountable, but see what was starting to happen, and this is what's been freaking out the Democrats, Nina, is that the people of color are realizing, look at, we've let these chumps lead the way here on us and our families for over 100 years, and what have we got to show for it? We keep giving them the vote, they keep getting elected, all is well for them, and meanwhile, we're the ones being oppressed, and now they've got to find a new foil here, so, hey, Donald Trump comes along, and anybody that is non-black, hey, they're the oppressor, you're the victim, you know, fight on here, right?
Exactly. And look what happens to black conservatives who leave that.
I'll tell you what. We've got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. More from Nina May after this. Stay with us.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free GetUpside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with GetUpside just for buying gas.
I always use GetUpside. Some months, I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents per gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code BEACH for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code BEACH for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BEACH.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance. Today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Law Number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Jay, people are talking about this groundbreaking civil rights documentary of our time, Emancipation, Revelation, Revolution. Nina May is with us, producer, director, writer from Renaissance Women Productions. She was just telling me that, you know, there have been black churches that have viewed this film, and in an instant, I mean, the shroud is pulled back. They're able to see the truth, and their political views are radically changed on a dime. Nina, that's incredible because, in this ideological world in which we live in, where, you know, people's emotions and their ideas are so fixed, this is what is so troublesome about our country. You know, our First Amendment right, the opportunity to be able to share ideas and reason together is so important. Our founding fathers understood that. That is a godly principle. And, of course, now that's been shut down. And in the process of doing that, as Jordan Peterson says, you know, you can be so ideologically fixed that you render yourself stupid. And that's a sad commentary on our culture today, isn't it?
Yeah, I say you can be so open-minded, your brains fall out.
Right, exactly. That as well.
But think about also the ones that the blinders have come off and they've left the plantation, and how instantly they're vilified and they're called Uncle Tom and Aunt Jemima's and,
yes,
and everything. But while they're still on the plantation and the blinders are on, they're exactly what you're saying. They're sort of coddled, and, you know, they've given this a little bit here and a little bit there, like Star Parker always says, you know, a little bit of welfare here, a little bit of welfare there, thinking that you're going to be happy with that. And the Democrats have made them happy with that. But now that the blinders are coming off and they see that there is a chance and there is opportunity out there, it is freaking the left out. But it's exactly what Trump said. What do you have to lose?
Exactly.
Give it a shot. What do you have to lose? And that just blindsided everyone because they said, oh, my gosh, I tell you what the Democrats have to lose. They're going to lose one of the biggest majorities that they've got in the voting bloc. They're going to start losing elections.
Yeah.
What is America?
Well, why do you think they're opening up the border?
Well, that's exactly right.
These are new voters. I mean, they already did that. That's proven.
Not if you come in by boat. You're not allowed in.
No, exactly.
Southern border.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Yeah, but you know, you see what happened, the transformation of California, and how quickly that happened because of because of illegal immigration. And ballot harvesting and on that, you know, the Democrat, the one party state of California has been able to affect on the people of California, which is, you know, that's the poster child for the Democratic Party and what they want to see happen, you know, from coast to coast.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. What they're doing is they're codifying cheating. Mm-hmm. And they're saying it's okay to cheat. It's now legal. So if you get caught and someone challenges you, it's going to be a fine against them for challenging you for cheating. And so you're thinking, okay, does this mean that now, Ollie Ollie Outcome Free, everyone's supposed to cheat? I mean,
yes.
If that's the case, hey, we can
look at anyone.
We're very creative.
Yeah, look what they did.
I
mean,
what we want.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the Republicans responded in 2020 with a ballot harvesting tactic of their own, and they arrested the Republican director of this, and he did nothing different than what the Democrats had been doing in the previous voting cycles.
Exactly right.
It's insane.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I know four people that went to the polls to vote, all Republican. Someone had already voted in their place. And the poll worker said, sorry, nothing we can do about it. Mm-hmm. Seriously? So does that mean you literally vote early and often?
Yes, exactly. I'll tell you right now. You see, I think they've gone too far here, Nina, because the investigations, the audits that are taking place, everything. I talked with Mike Lindell a couple of weeks ago, and he's going to be doing a symposium here in August, I think 10th, 11th, and 12th, 3 days, 72 hours of evidence about the election. And what he has, Nina, it is profound. I mean, I believe it was the Secretary of State of Arizona when he had mentioned that he had the data pack. Now, the data pack is in layman terms, is the DNA of a crime. It's the evidence of a crime that is unalterable. It's not like a picture that you can alter and change and fuss with. This is data that is solid, and he's got it. And he said, well, he had it for Arizona, and she had said, well, you got 49 other states. He goes, well, the fact of the matter is I have the data pack evidence for all 50 states.
Oh, wow.
And he told the audience, which hit the big headlines a couple of weeks ago, that according to his count, it's Donald Trump, 80 million versus 68 million for Joe Biden.
Yeah, I can believe it. I actually was thinking that the number was up closer to 90 million.
Well,
based on how many people came to the rallies, how many people that do come to the rallies then send to their, their database or their list of people. Let's say each one has 100. Mm. Everyone's got a little bit more than 100 people in their Facebook or whatever.
Right.
You start doing the math and you're going, holy cow, you're up, 80 million plus.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm traveling across the country. I go through 12 states, right? And I only see flags for Trump, and Pence and all this. I'm seeing, all across the country as I'm going through 12 states. And, but ask me and this was before the election. Ask me how many bumper stickers or banners did I see for Biden through that, 12 state, journey I went through?
None. Three. Oh, you saw three. Okay.
Three. Okay. Yeah, I know. But, I'm sitting there going, that's incredible. And so now they want us to believe something. But, it's gotten to the point, now, according to Rasmussen, that the majority of Americans believe that an audit should take place. Now, what happens after that audit and that determination, I'll tell you, this could be quite the constitutional crisis. This is going to be an incredible deal, because how do you deny the evidence? I mean, if a crime has taken place, which is what they're showing here, because what happened is we were attacked. It was a cyber attack out of Thailand, which was controlled by the Chinese. Russian attack, Russian cyber activity came in, and also I think it was Iran as well, is what Jovan Pulitzer had demonstrated. I mean, you watch the amount of data activity coming into the United States during the evening of the elections. It is unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And what do they do? What's the Democrat response? Vilify anyone that thinks the election was stolen.
Oh, of course.
And that's really caused a lot of people to pull back and go, well, I don't want anyone to think I'm one of those people or kind of, crazy or whatever. And then, of course, now we're seeing this this dog and pony show they've got on Capitol Hill about the January 6th riot or whatever. Yet no one's saying that some violence didn't take place. What I question is, why aren't they releasing all the security cameras, every single frame of information? Because what would happen is you'll see the timeline is off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it conflicts with their narrative. Well, even with these officers, and you feel for them, this is a small portion of the officers. The thing that amazes me, Nina, is that these are supposed, professional law enforcement officials. There was the ratio of officers to the people that came, the civilians that came, was about 1-to-1. At least 1-to-1. I mean, it wasn't like the officers were overwhelmed 10-to-1. It was 1-to-1. You got officers that supposedly have equipment, although some said that they were under-equipped. But still, they're there in their police attire, and they've got guns, and they're one-on-one with, unarmed civilians. And they get overwhelmed?
Exactly.
What happened here?
I can't figure that out. I mean, we know that people got shot with rubber bullets. We know that for a fact. We know that they were shooting flashbangs into the audience. And we know that they all had tasers. So they really were. Their life was in that much danger, right? Then why didn't they just reach for their taser and tase a few? They would have gotten them out of the way. It doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. The thing that they keep bringing up, because this was one of my first questions when I saw it live on TV, was where did they get the police shields from?
Mm-hmm.
You got these people with police shields that are banging out windows and stuff. And then you had poles that just happened to be sitting outside the windows of the Capitol. Mm-hmm. And they suddenly pick up these poles and start smashing things. I make movies. I write scripts. I do treatments. And I'm telling you what, the testimonies of those four men was written by the same person. It had the same cadence, the same delivery, the same uses of language, very articulate, very visual, that you could see. These men did not write the testimonies.
That's interesting to hear you say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the way that they describe how things were set up, that's how you set up a movie set. There have been so much, there's lots of footage, and I took pictures of a lot of the footage that was on TV.
Mm-hmm.
It was put up there, and then it was taken down because it didn't fit this new narrative that they want, that, that this whole thing was planned from the beginning, and you had infiltrators. Everyone knows they were infiltrators. And
right.
Here's a big, 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 huge question. If they have this much evidence that shows these people that are sitting in jail and have been for 6 months in solitary confinement, they've got this much evidence to have a trial against them. Why haven't they had the trial yet?
Yeah.
They've got the evidence. I mean, they've got every frame of security camera information. It is easy for them to put it together. My goodness, I could have my team put it together in 2 days. It's not
exactly
a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
So why 6 months later are they still dragging this thing out? And why do this little dog and pony show with no one that's going to ask real questions? That's why they didn't want Jim Jordan or the other fellow in there.
Yeah.
Because they knew they would be asking these guys very difficult, hard questions that they wouldn't have the answer to.
Well, like a simple follow-up question, when he said, the one officer said that we didn't have the equipment, we were under-equipped. Wait a minute. This is 20 years after 9/11, after
exactly. All
the investigation and the reinforcements that took place. What happened and who was responsible here? You see, and
exactly. Ultimately,
PC, everybody knows when the buck stops, it stops with the leader of the House, Nancy Pelosi. And she's trying to do everything she can to make sure that buck doesn't come anywhere near her transom.
Right. That's right. She told them to stand down. She told them to leave the doors open. I mean, she set this entire thing up.
Exactly.
And if you go to the Capitol...
Nina, we got to leave it there. I look forward to having you back. We've got to continue this conversation. Nina May.
Oh, you bet.
From Renaissance Women Productions. Thank you, Nina. Take care.
You bet. Bless you. Thank you.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We've all seen